Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to LT Foods Q2 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that the conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sumant Kumar. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and very warm welcome to LT Foods Limited 2Q FY24 post-result earnings call hosted by Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited. On the call today, we have the management team being represented by Mr. Ashwani Kumar Arora, MD and CEO, Mr. Sachin Gupta, CFO, Ms. Monika Chawla Jaggia, VP Finance and Strategy, Company Secretary and Compliance Officer. We will begin the call with key thoughts from the management team. Thereafter, we will open the floor for Q&A. I would now like to request Monika to share their perspective on the performance of the company. Thank you, and over to you, Monika.
Thank you, Sumant. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us on our Q2 and first half 2024 earnings conference call. Before we start with the key highlights of the quarter and half-year ended 30th September 2023, I would like to highlight that certain statements made or discussed on the conference call today are forward-looking, and as a disclaimer to this effect, have been included in the presentation of the results shared with you earlier. Result documents are available on the company's website and have also been uploaded on the stock exchange. A transcript of this call will also be made available on the investor section of the company's website. I would like to begin by taking you through the key highlights of Q2 financial year 2024. Our consolidated revenue for Q2 financial year 2024 was up by 15% at rupees 1,992 crores versus rupees 1,732 crores last year, on account of increased sales from the basmati and other specialty rice segment. The gross profit declined by 5%, and the gross profit margin contracted by 668 basis points from 37.6% to 30.9% on account of an increase in input costs and price reduction. The freight costs reduced, which led to a decrease in the other expenses, and this led to an increase in EBITDA. The EBITDA for Q2 was up by 43% on a year-on-year basis to rupees 255 crores compared to rupees 178 crores last year, and EBITDA margins expanded by 248 basis points to 12.8% this quarter from 10.3% in Q2 financial year 2023. That is led by achieving efficiencies at the manufacturing level and benefit of scale. Profit after tax for the quarter increased substantially by 65% to rupees 157 crores compared to rupees 95 crores in the previous year. EPS increased by 61% to rupees 4.49 versus rupees 2.80 in the previous year. The cash profit increased by 53.8% to rupees 193 crores compared to rupees 126 crores in the previous year. Now, coming to half-year performance, our consolidated revenue for the first half increased by 13% to rupees 3,781 crores versus rupees 3,352 crores in H1 financial year 2023. This is on account of increased sales from basmati and other specialty rice segments, as well as an increase in the convenience and health segment. Gross profit stood at rupees 1,219 crores, and the gross profit margin contracted by 421 basis points from 36.5% to 32.3%. EBITDA increased by 35% to rupees 479 crores compared to rupees 366 crores last year, and EBITDA margin.
जो व्यक्ति सोबत बोलत आहात, त्या व्यक्तीने आपला कॉल होल्डवर ठेवला आहे. कृपया लाइनवर रहा.
The person you are speaking with has put your call on hold. Please stay on the line.
आप जिस व्यक्ति से बात कर रहे हैं, उसने आपकी कॉल को होल्ड पर रखा है. कृपया लाइन पर बने रहें.
Hello.
आपण ज्या व्यक्ती सोबत बोलत आहात, त्या व्यक्तीने आपला कॉल.
Technology.
Yes, ma'am. You can go ahead.
EBITDA increased by 35% to rupees 479 crores compared to rupees 366 crores last year, and EBITDA margins expanded by 209 basis points from 10.6% to 12.7%. This was aided due to increased efficiencies at the manufacturing level. The profit after tax also increased significantly by 55% to rupees 295 crores versus rupees 191 crores last year. And the earnings per share also increased by 51% to rupees 8.45 versus 5.60 in the first half of financial year 23. The cash profit increased by 46% to rupees 366 crores versus rupees 250 crores last year. Now, let me highlight the key ratios of our balance sheet. The return on capital employed improved to 21.9% on net debt basis from 17.7% in the first half of financial year 23. Return on equity has also improved to 19.5% versus 16.5% in the previous year. The debt equity ratio improved from 0.5 times to 0.2 times as the overall debt of the company was down by rupees 528 crores to rupees 611 crores on year-on-year basis on net debt basis. The long-term debt to equity was reduced to negligible level of 0.01 times from 0.13 times last year. The current ratio has also improved to 2.4 from 2.1 last year. Because of our continued focus on the working capital optimization, our net working capital days have been reduced by 10 days to 174 days in this first half versus 184 days last year. I will now hand over to Mr. Ashwini Kumar Arora for his comments.
Thank you, Monica. Good evening and thank you for joining us on the call today. It fills me with immense pride to announce that we have demonstrated outstanding performance and sustained growth in the quarter and half year. Our dedication to the excellence has resulted in 13% increase in total revenue and 55% increase in PAT, driven by harmonious blend of product mix and exceptional performance across all geographies. We have made substantial investment to reinforce our brand equity and the result is that we have entered 5 new geographies, which means that now we have our mark in more than 78 countries. Our success story is linked to the evolving preference of consumer, particularly the growing demand for consistent and high quality product, along with global presence and wide distribution network. According to AC Nielsen, our market share in India has surged by 160 basis points to 30.2%, while the market share in the Americas has witnessed a growth of 1.6%. Furthermore, the number of households consuming Daawat product in India has risen by 24% year-on-year, reaching 48 lakhs. The India business continues its growth trajectory by growing 15% through the introduction of new product and comprehensive 360-degree marketing campaign along with the distribution expansion. In US, we strengthen our market leadership in the basmati rice segment, achieving a noticeable growth of 27%. Our flagship brand, Royal, enjoys leadership position in the US, which is why we have a notable market share of more than 50% plus. In Middle East market, we are on the path of strengthening our position and have witnessed a significant growth of 55%. Our journey to becoming the market leader in this geography is well underway, driven by marketing campaigns, brand development, and the introduction of the new products. The European market has grown by 13% and all our brands are performing very well. The rest of the world segment also grew by 8%. In the convenience and health segment has shown promising results and we look forward to this segment contributing more to our revenue in the future. In organic segment, we have degrown by 22% on account of anti-dumping duty imposed by US. To mitigate this, we have revisited our growth strategies and are confident on the outlook of the business, and we will be back on the growth trajectory. We look forward to achieving greater milestones and are grateful to you all for being a part of our journey. We can now open the floor for question and answer.
Thank you very much. We'll now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Yash from Stallion Asset. Please go ahead.
Hi, congratulations on a great set of numbers. So my question was regarding gross profit margin. So I can see that there's a significant contraction of 68 basis points, from about 37% to 31%. So could you please elaborate on why the margins have contracted so much, and what are the sustainable, gross profit margins for this year?
Thank you, Yash. You know, the difference in the gross margin, although, the beta margin has been, that's it because of the input cost has gone up. And the second is, whatever the freight reduction, partially we have given the price, decrease, especially in USA, seeing the competitive landscape. So going forward, we are expecting to be, the gross margin will be in the range of 32-33%.
Okay. And so what are the kind of, could you quantify the amount of price hike or, the price decline that you've taken in terms of percentage? Would it be 5% or something like that broadly?
Broadly, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Agarwal from Leeway Investment. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. My question is regarding the credit prices. They have fluctuated a lot in last 2 months. So what is the outlook for the next 6 months for the exports of basmati rice? And do you think the credit prices have come back to the original, to the last year, comparatively to the last year prices? How do you see the market of export market? And my second question is regarding parboiled rice. There's a custom duty of 20%. I'm aware that you don't export any parboiled rice, but does this affect our basmati prices and markets overseas? That's it.
Yeah. So, Amit, your question number one is that how we see, export in the 6 months. As an IT food, our business is kind of FMCG, and we see, the consumption will keep happening, and the growth momentum will remain the same. So we see H2 also a positive. Regarding, this parboiled rice, this doesn't impact us because, the parboiled markets are very different than the basmati consumption market is. So will not have any impact.
Can you give some advice regarding the paddy prices that have gone up and down because of the government restrictions of $200 for the basmati rice exports, and that has come down to $950? So how has the market reacted, and does it benefit or is it neutral to us?
So more or less neutral to us, but although the production against last year is up by 12%. But as the consumption is also growing, so we don't see any market coming down. So as compared to last year, so procurement cost may be higher than the last year a little bit.
My last question is regarding Middle East. I said there is a conflict going in Middle East. So has it affected up consumption over there? Especially in markets like Iran and Egypt,
market. So Israel is a very small market to India, although, Dawat is a leading brand there in Israel. But we have seen, the higher growth, maybe, the people are stocking up. And, food is what we have seen historically. Food is the last one to get, impacted. So whenever, these situations has come either part of the world, mainly in the Middle East. So we have seen rather, you know, growth in the market. Maybe, you know, they wanted to stock it, stock up for the food security or something. So that's.
Depends on the shipping is not a problem there, that means.
No, there is no problem.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mahesh Atal from Atal & Associate. Please go ahead.
Sir, congratulations on good set of numbers. So my first question would be, sir, what is our export realization as of today? That's per ton. And I'm talking on a consolidated basis towards Basmati. And also, you mentioned that 160 BPS is the rise in the market share in India. So do we also take the market share outside India? I mean, do we also have that metrics? Do you count on that metrics also? This is my first query. Second, sir, coming to this 1200 revision of to 950. So for this time being, was there any, added advantage to branded players and they have garnered the market share from the unbranded players? Can you throw some light on this? What this period was and how it was, and if you can just please throw some light on.
Sure. So Mahesh, thank you. So, you know, I will take your last two questions first and the realization, Sachin will let you know. So you asked that, you know, first is 950 and 1200, do we have any impact? So as LT Food, you know, our export is almost 95% above than 1200. So it will not have any positive or negative impact on LT Food. Of course, you know, 5-7% will have an advantage. You know, that's the answer to the last question. And what was the second question?
160 bits point, Joshua.
Yeah. Okay. So what was the question?
No. Do we also have any metrics where we calculate?
Okay. So what we, you know, India and America is our major, you know, market, and we track, you know, through Nielsen in both the markets. And in the Middle East also we track through Nielsen, you know. So these are the three markets we buy data from AC Nielsen.
So my other question was, sir, was there any impact in the branded players getting some market share during these times, when the government actually raised it to $1,200 from the unorganized sector, because those were the people who were selling it below that value, right?
That was it too a little time, because Basmati inventory is always, like in Middle East, they are always sitting on 8 to 10 month inventory. So it was only a 1.5 month and people were expecting that, you know, the government had given assurance that it will come down, so we have not seen any impact, you know.
And what was the export realization, if you can throw me a number on that?
So export realization during this period was 143 rupees
per kg.
Yes,
that's overall outside India. Anything that we have sold outside India?
Yes, that's outside India.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. You may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Nikhil from SIMPL. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Am I audible?
Yes, Nikhil. Yes, please.
So with this 1250 prices coming down to now 950 or sub 1000, one is, how did you see the market behaving? So, just trying to understand that if this kind of a price movement or variation keeps happening, how do you see your business getting impacted, and overall exports, does it become beneficial or anyway make things better for us, or against some of the other unorganized or smaller players who are exporting?
So, Nikhil, of course, impact all these kind of variance in government policies may impact us, you know. But, you know, from going $1,200 to $950, you know, as I said, LT's mainly business is more than $1,200, so it has not impacted. But yes, you know, when it was coming from $1,200, the paddy prices came down because approximately 2 million ton goes less than 950. So there was no customers, who were exporting 950. So the moment, the 950 opened, the paddy prices have gone up. So in a way, it has negatively impacted as far as input cost is concerned. Nikhil, have you got the answer or you have any follow-up question?
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dikshan Bulchandani from DV Wealth. Please go ahead.
Hi, management. Congratulations on the great set of numbers first. So my question really is on our market share in USA. So as we have seen that our market share is increasing in percent, and where do you really think what is the limit of our contribution to USA from which we will not be as comfortable? As in, we have 41% of our business is coming from USA. What is the top line that we want to stop at with switching to other countries?
So, Dikshit, we don't want to stop, the growth of the company.
Sure.
USA is a very, highly consuming market for us, and we will make sure that, we are, as the category is growing, we are growing at par with the category or better than the category.
Yeah, but our risk from one market would be at the highest, right?
So, 41%, you are right, and to diversify our risk also, we have bought Jasmine brand, which is $100 million brand. And we are diversifying our risk.
Yeah.
As far as historically, we have seen that, these economy, the Western economies is a very matured economy. So, no surprise, is coming on these economies.
Got it. One more question is on our key developments on the new segments that we have been working on. So, going forward, how much are we looking to invest in the new sort of high-margin businesses as the in the last 3 to 4 years? How focused are we in increasing our revenue from these sources?
So we have given a guidance that, from all these new processed food, NPD, we call it value-added, this will be, 8 to 10% of our revenue. This is what we have said last year in the next 5 years.
Yeah.
So we are, evolving our strategy to achieve that goal set for us,
Amazing, amazing. Loving the new products, sir. Great, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants. You may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Vipul Kumar Shah from Sumangal Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. So, can you give the domestic and international tonnages? You have given the revenue for half a year, but can you give the tonnages for both the segments?
So India has a tonnage of 150,000 tons and international is 156,000 tons.
India
151.
And international is 156.
Yes.
Okay. And sir, second question is, what is the reason to put this organic plant in Uganda? What are the advantages Uganda is offering? Just trying to understand the logic.
It's a good question, Vipul. As we have just said that, you know, the basmati, sorry, the organic soya business has degrown because of this, you know, anti-dumping duty on India soya meal. And the alternative source we have developed in Uganda for milling this soya meal.
So there you will not be subject to anti-dumping duty, sir?
That is not, yeah.
Okay, so when it will become operational, sir?
It's already operational.
So now this organic business should see the bounce back, right, sir?
That's what we are expecting, yeah.
And sir, what is the status of our insurance case, which is very old?
So the case is on now, you know, the final argument. So we are expecting in 2 months, you know, the final outcome of that.
Okay, so now it should reach its logical conclusion.
Yes.
This year, hopefully.
Yes, yes.
And my last question, sir, growth is very muted in our convenience and health segment from 86 to 92, if I compare H1-23 with H1-24. So why we are not getting traction in that? Any views, sir?
So, you know, this is a business we have started, you know, in America it has become mature, so the growth is better than the 8%. So India, you know, we have just launched this biryani kit and the other product. So we have got a very good response. So now we have rolling it out to the broader level. So in the coming times, you will see a, you know, the better response.
Okay, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you, Vipul bhai. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shubhanshu and retail investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, Shubhanshu. Yes, please.
Yeah. So I was looking at the inventory figures of ours, right? I see a significant dip. So we haven't started procuring as of now, or what is the case? We will be procuring in the coming months.
Yeah, so Smashu, the sourcing season start kind of first like 15th September. So the next quarter will be big time to buy, you know. That's the main sourcing time.
And what are the numbers that we'll be looking for? Broadly, if you can give an idea, like last time we had like around 3,000 crores. Will we be surpassing that this time, or
we buy Sachin, can you tell? So we buy 500,000 to 600,000 ton of paddy. So that will be roughly you are right, you know, around 3,000 crores.
So where is the topping would be coming from? Because the numbers that you are expecting are same, so we have guided us at 10 to 15% revenue growth, right? Where do you see the growth coming from then?
Subhashu, sorry, you know, your voice got cracked. And what was the question?
I think in the long-term growth, you have mentioned that 10 to 15% revenue growth guidance, right? So where do you see this growth coming from if we will be getting the inventory levels similar to last year?
So the guidance we have given, the double-digit growth, and we are positive on that, that, you know, we will be able to achieve that.
From where is in the
country? So it will come across geography. As you have seen in the historically, America has grown better than the other geography. So it will be in the same mix, you know, that's what we are expecting.
Are you expecting it to come from higher price realization? Is that what you are expecting? Just trying to understand if the levels of inventory you are trying to keep same according to last year only. So where will this growth be coming from? Because we previously had increased margin if the inventory.
You know, your voice is cracking, and can you be a little slow so that we can understand your question better?
So, in FY22 to FY23, we increased our inventory by a big margin, and we see good top-end growth also this year. So, I'm trying to understand where are you expecting the top end growth to come from? Are you expecting higher realization?
So if your question is around inventory, we will maintain, you know, by 31st March, the working capital cycle will be 250 to 260 days. So that's the answer, you know.
So, that's it.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vincent Andrews from Geojit Financial Services Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Thanks for the opportunity. Yeah. I have only one question. I missed the volume data for India. You mentioned something like 151. I think it is... can you please once again confirm?
Yes, yes. It is right. 151,000.
Sorry. Then, see, last quarter it was only 72. And on a YOY basis, it was 77 only. So how this much increase around more than this much increase, I didn't get actually it is from where this India growth happened.
So that 151,000 tons for the 6 months, that is for the 6 months. So if you are talking for quarter.
Okay. Can you please mention for Q2 quarter?
79,000 tons.
79. And for international?
83.
83. Okay, thank you. Right. And one more question. Like you mentioned, the gross profit margin has come down because of the raw material price increase. So can you please give the details in Q2, the average raw material price for paddy and rice and for the YOY quarter also?
Can you, it will help, you know, if you can send your questions on email, definitely we will answer on that.
Sure. So you also mentioned like the freight in the last con call, you mentioned like the freight cost has normalized. So the EBITDA margin improvement will be it will be from other cost efficiencies or from any price hike you are planning?
So, you know, the EBITDA margin, whatever, you know, we have seen by 200 basis, it's only because of, you know, the decrease in the freight cost. And gross margin, we have explained that, you know, it's the result of price decrease we have taken because of the freight cost reduction and the input cost increase. So, if your question is around that, you know, will we take the price increase? You know, that we will see in 6 months how our sourcing cost goes, like in the next 3 months.
Okay. So I will send the details for the details.
Sure.
Send the email. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Resham Jain from DSP Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good evening, team, and many congratulations on a great set of numbers. So I have a few questions. So first one is, if I look at the presentation on slide number 14, you have given debtors of various businesses, and it seems the debtor days for India business has come down to 8 days. It seems quite good. Can you explain how have you been able to reduce debtor days to such extent? This looks like significantly better than your past receivable days.
So thank you, Resham, and Sachin will answer.
So Resham, it is our debtor days in India from a 16-day base last year. So it has reduced to 8 days. So this is because of the better collection which we are able to achieve and better monitoring, and we were able to have a better credit policy in place that helped us to reduce the credit days in India from 16 days base last year to 8 days. this year.
And second thing is, I think Sachin will add to that, that, you know, we have done with SBI the channel, you know, program. So maybe, you know, that may have an impact. No?
No, we haven't started it now. So going forward, we are expecting that it might otherwise also get reduced. So once we opt for that, so we are hoping to get it further reduced.
Okay, understood. The second question is on overall balance sheet. It has improved significantly over the last few years. And despite showing a very strong growth in your top line and business, you have actually able to manage your working capital quite well in terms of absolute amount. And your debt has also come down to almost like 600 odd crores now. So how should one think about this number, let's say next 2-3 years, as you are expecting double digit kind of growth? Should absolute debt number remain at this level going forward also, 600-700 odd crores?
So, Resham, you know, it depends on the growth. But, you know, normal growth, we will be able to maintain our working capital cycle like this only 250 days. And in future, you know, we are working to how to reduce, you know, our debtors also. So, you know, mainly the debtor number of days are in US and Europe, and we are trying to further reduce the number of days. So, more or less, you know, the debt level will not increase for sure from here, you know.
Okay, understood. So, my last question is on profit from associate, and I think this is pertaining to your acquisition which you did in US for Jasmine Rides. And it seems you have done phenomenally well since last 1 year. I think you have completed 1 year of acquisition. And I could see for your contribution of profit, trailing profit is close to 50 odd crores. The company level profit would be even higher. So what have you done differently? Because when you acquired, I think this business had a very lower profit, but I think we have turned around it quite well in last 1 year. So if you can explain that, and when would you be buying the remaining stake of this company, and what kind of growth you see in this business, let's say next 2 to 3 years?
Resham, thank you. So, you know, the team has done a great job on this. So basically, fundamental, you know, they have worked on improving the pricing power. All the levers they have, you know, put on. And the second is, you know, the reduction in the COGS, you know. So the freight benefit has helped us to deliver this kind of pack. So the rest 50% we will be acquiring 24 June.
25 June.
And what kind of growth one should expect? So 56 crore is the trailing, let's say, last 12 months profit. So obviously company level profit would be 112 odd crores. So next 2-3 years, because you have a very strong basmati ethnic kind of presence in US, and Jasmine also in a way gets clubbed into that category. So with your existing supply chain network and listing in retailers over there, can you scale up Jasmine also to that extent? Because that also is a very large kind of market in US.
So this was one of the, you know, when we have bought this business to bring the synergy. So this was one of the pieces. Yeah, so the team is working on that, and we will synergize our distribution on this business, so definitely it will grow, you know.
Okay, thank you so much, sir, and all the best.
Thank you, Rishi. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aman Madrecha from Augmenta Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir, thanks for the opportunity. So could you please highlight on how the basmati market is currently, how are the paddy prices, And like if we are witnessing that the prices are corrected, so can we expect some inventory write downs, if any, or are the prices back to the normal which were there in, let's say, last 6 months or so maybe?
So Aman, you know, this year we are expecting that, you know, there will be a, I think 2 to 5% higher cost than the last year as far as paddy price buying is concerned, but it will get almost compensated with the, you know, the currency devaluation, so it will not have much impact on that. The second is, you know, the written down is you know, in our business is all aging business. So we historically we have never written down any inventory.
Okay, so for this season, upcoming season, we are expecting that the paddy prices would remain at the similar level, maybe which we procured last year, right? Or maybe 2 to 5% higher.
That's right.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Harshil Mehta from Mehta Vakil & Company. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Mine was a general question. So recently when the government introduced the floor price of Basmati at $1,200 a ton, there were some reports in the media that, you know, India as a country had lost some market share in the exports market. Now, when India as a country loses market share, does that create any sort of negative sentiment for a company like ours, which is not necessarily, you know, in this price bracket? Or are we immune from these, you know, ups and downs that keep happening because we cater to a different kind of customer and different segment? Just wanted your thoughts on this.
So, Harshil, as far as LT Food is concerned, we are in a premium rice branded, and our 95% is above $1,200. So, it has not impacted us.
Right.
Yeah. But, you know, but from India, roughly 2 million tons goes, which is less than or in the range of $950 to $1,000. So
okay,
yeah. But now it's sorted. You know, this is $950 price MEP has been set.
Correct. So even if India as a country loses a little bit of market share, we as a company remain unaffected. Like our customers remain the same. There is no additional conversation with them. Nothing of that sort.
With $1,200, we are not affected.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dikshan Bulchandani from DB Wealth. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the second question. So my major thought process as an investor is on the promoter shareholding. So our shareholding has been decreasing for the promoters since the last 5 years. And just want to understand that how should the investors really look at this, because fundamentally our company is at the highest book value. Our ROC is at like the best that it has ever been almost. So what's the thought process here? Would love to hear from you.
Now we are a 51% and as a promoter family we have decided not to, you know, go down from here. Neither we need money. You know, we have diluted ourselves off, you know. Initially when, you know, the repo came and, you know, we have bought back after that 10% from market.
Yeah.
Only I think the last two, one was, you know, we need equity and we have done a QIP. And
yeah.
And was more strategic. With Salik, it was more strategic rather than, you know, we need money.
Yeah.
And further, you know, we don't need money and family has decided not to get down from here.
Oh, got it. Just to follow up here, I mean, our current revenues are like higher than our total market cap. And it's beautiful the growth that we have seen. I mean, I've been an investor since we were at 500 crore market cap. But going forward from like just the family wealth also, does the family plan to buy back some shares maybe in the coming few quarters or years? Is there any guidance there?
So So we will keep evaluating, of course, we are, as a family, we are confident on our business model.
Yeah.
We will keep reviewing as the times come,
One more thing on the marketing side. Is there any sort of aggressive views on marketing we have for our US business right now? Because since we are making new higher highs on our market share, I'm sure I think
we have a,
right.
We have a very robust marketing program in USA.
Mm-hmm.
Resulting in this kind of growth. And we will keep investing behind the brands. That's the plan.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Resham Jain from DSP Asset Manager. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question. The overall cash generation and capital deployment going forward, the trailing cash generation suggests that you will generate close to 800 odd crores cash this year and next year. So next 2 years, let's say 1,500 crores. How are you planning to deploy this capital? Because debt now has come down to 500-600 crores and the overall dividend payment is also not that high. So how do you plan to deploy this capital, let's say, over the next 2 years, assuming you will generate 1,500-1,600 crores during this period?
So, Rishu, as you know, we have just given a guidance in our present presentation that we will be giving dividend 10 to 20% on the consolidated profit. Partly it will go to the growth and partly will be maybe some inorganic opportunity comes and we may use, this is the broader guidance we are giving. Of course, the dividend will grow.
Okay, because last 3-4 years, you have strategically reduced your debt considerably. But now, even if you pay 10-20% dividend, the scope for further reduction in debt is not there. So I was just thinking, because these are large capital which you'll be generating over the next 2 years. So that is what I was thinking, and incremental growth also is 10-15%. So for working capital requirement also, the requirement may not be that large.
So in that case, if any, 10% growth, as you said, we will not be needing this kind of money. So neither we should deleverage, furthermore. So then the only option is to give dividend. So that will, happen. But it depends again, as I said, sometimes inorganic opportunity comes, like we have bought 2 years back this Golden Star brand. So broader guidance, we have kept 10 to 20% ratio.
Okay, understood, sir. And any capex plans, sir, over the next 1 year and this year as well, 24 and 25?
So capex will be same, like acquisition, we will, around 100 crores.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, understood. Great, sir. Thank you so much. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mohammed Patel from Care PMS. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yes, Mr. Mohammed.
Yeah. Mr. Sachin, can you give me the volume number for YOY last quarter, India International?
Which quarter?
Last quarter, Q2 23.
Q2 23. One minute. So last quarter, the Q2 numbers were 75,000 tons of India business and international 69,000 tons.
And the realization?
That was India 57 rupees and international 135.
What is the update on the Salic deal?
So deal is all completed, Mr. Mohammed. So any specific question?
How are the discussions progressing now versus last quarter?
Yeah, so that's positive. You know, we are moving forward. Yes.
Okay. One last question was with respect to freight cost as a percentage of sales and ad spends as a percentage of sales for this quarter versus last quarter, if you can give that.
So my freight cost as a percentage to sales this quarter is 4.5%. And immediate preceding quarter, it was 5.1%. And
Ad spends?
Ad spend in this quarter, I have ad spend of 1.3%. And immediate preceding quarter, it was 2.3%. And overall, this half year, we have made an ad spend of 1.7%.
Okay. Any target for ad spends for this year?
So this will remain in this range itself, 1.7% to 2%.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vipul Kumar Shah from Sumangal Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity again. There is a substantial reduction in other expenses this quarter as compared to same quarter last year. So it is mainly due to freight, or is there any other one-off also?
So it is mainly due to the freight. So the freight cost in the last year, the same quarter, it was 238 crores. This has reduced to 89 crores. So there is a reduction of almost 150 crores.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mahesh Atal from Atal & Associate. Please go ahead.
Sir, my question would be majorly on the macro trend. See, currently right now in India, we see the festive season for this quarter, and then the next quarter there would be Ramadan coming. So for the H2 overall perspective, do you see some, you know, shoots where you can see the demand going up for Basmati as a category? This is my first question. Second question, altogether the Basmati segment, do you see that there is a kind of spending coming from, you know, tier 2 and tier 3 cities also? Because earlier, it's generally an urban product. As such, do you also see tier 2, tier 3 towns, you know, getting into this so-called, you know, the luxury spending and all that thing coming up? Can you please throw some light on this?
Yeah, Mr. Hesh, you know, historically we have seen that, you know, H1 to H2 is 45-55 ratio. So we are expecting the same. So as far as, you know, you said, you know, Ramadan and all these things, so it's a very regular consumption. And as a category, if you see as per Euromonitor, the global consumption for Basmati is growing more than 5% in volume terms. So this we are expecting to, you know, that's what happening, and we see, we are positive that, you know, this consumption growth will keep happening, and yeah.
Anything in India perspective, sir, do you see any tier 2, tier 3 cities growing in that, and consumption growing in those parts of the world?
So yeah. India is a high growth market in terms of, you know, so it's a high growth market as compared to international market. So here, you know, the volume growth is in the range of 8 to 10% as per Nielsen.
And what would be your vision to take the market share in India, sir, which is currently 30-odd%, I guess?
So if we are progressing, if you've seen, you know.
Where do you want to end up in this financial year, sir?
I will say, you know, we will keep working hard to improve our market share. That's what, you know, any business will inspire or aspire to do.
All right, fair enough, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to management for closing comments.
So thank you so much, you know,
joining
for joining in. Thank you.
On behalf of Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.